My name is Abby Kanoy. I am a senior neuroscience major with the Appalachian Studies and Pharmacology minors here at the University of Kentucky. And this is my poem titled Aching that is featured in the third edition of the Cancer in Appalachia, a collection of youth told stories. Aching. I woke up today with my body aching, but it's nothing new, just effects of living, because even though roots run deep out here, pockets run deeper, and our health isn't as important as coal mining profits or complying with MSHA regulations or destroying our mountains one by one till every last bit of those black diamonds are stolen and burned. I woke up today with my body aching, but it's nothing new, just effects of living, or breathing that mountain air knitted with coal ash, or drinking that water laced with coal slurry, arsenic and mercury, manganese and cadmium, and many other hazardous chemicals that I simply cannot pronounce. I woke up today with my body aching, but it's nothing new, just effects of living, because driving through our beautiful mountains for hours and hours to arrive at a doctor's office that doesn't even understand me, only to leave with a copay and a bottle of OxyContin, just isn't worth missing a day's work. I woke up today with my body aching, but it's nothing new, just effects of living, because I'm a fourth generation farmer that's been around fertilizers and weed killers all my life, but apparently Roundup causes non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. I woke up today with my body aching, but it's nothing new, just effects of living, and routinely hearing on the news about how corporations like Monsanto allows distribution of their products knowing they are deadly. I woke up today with my body aching, but it's nothing new, just effects of living, because I've worked every day since age 15 to try and help support my family, but 35 years later, there's no end in sight. I woke up today with my body aching, but it's nothing new, just effects of living and raising 6 kids that hopefully break the stereotype the world now has of us, because Hillbilly Elegy is trending on Netflix. I woke up today with my body aching, but it's nothing new, just effects of living, because my arthritis has gotten bad, and those steps leading up to the church seemed too daunting last Sunday for me to go. I woke up today with my body aching, but it's nothing new, just effects of living, with diabetes and trying to afford those $150 bottles of insulin, just like every other person in this town. I woke up today with my body aching, but it's nothing new, just effects of living, because along with every other disparity in this region, I don't know how I'm going to afford groceries this week. I can hear my doctor now lecturing, choose healthier options to lose some weight, but that salad packet is $5, and that microwave dinner is $1, and I can't be making stupid choices like that. I woke up today with my heart aching, but it's nothing new, just effects of living here in Kentucky because we are number one in cancer rates, and I just became the newest person on that list. I woke up today with my heart aching, but it's nothing new, just effects of living because how I'm going to afford this treatment, afford to drive to this treatment, afford to miss work to have time for this treatment. I woke up today with my heart aching, but it's nothing new, just effects of living and thinking about how to break this kind of news to my husband and my kids and my friends. I woke up today with my heart aching, but it's nothing new, just effects of living with cancer tearing up my body and there's nothing I can do about it except plead with the good Lord to spare me. I woke up today with my heart aching, but it's nothing new, just effects of living and wondering how long I have left and what could have caused this cancer in the first place, and if there's anything I can do to prevent this from happening to my family. I woke up today with my heart aching, but it's nothing new, just effects of living in these beautiful, beloved mountains that hold hundreds of years of my family's memories, but also hold exploiters coming here to profit off irreversible damage of our home and our health and feeling absolutely no remorse while doing so. I woke up today with my heart aching, but it's nothing new, just effects of living and wondering if this cycle will ever end. Thank you.